Jack Scallions, would you join me for just a few moments from my heart to yours? I recently watched a panel discussion that reviewed the topic of abortion. The point was presented as an exposition of the recent decision of the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade and return the issue to the states. I watched and listened intently because, to me, abortion has always been a very terrible act and nothing short of murder of the most innocent and unprotected of humanity. Each member of the panel predictably gave their talking points and verbalized their political platitudes. The validity of Roe v. Wade and its precedent as the law of the land was a driving argument of one panelist. Another spoke of the reproductive rights of women and to the sanctity of a woman's body. The pro-choice business community and the Hollywood stars presented the financial issues. Politicians were quoted, particularly prospective candidates for office, as they were horrified that right-wing extremists across the country were attempting to destroy the long-standing Supreme Court decision to legalize abortion. Right on cue, a panel member projected this move would result in more abortions by unsafe and illegal means. One by one, the typical jargon droned on. I watched and listened, hoping for a slight mention of the most important entity of the topic, only to be disappointed as usual. In the exhaustive discussion, not one person ever mentioned the most important part, and that was the baby. In fact, it seems that great care was taken not to in any way declare what was being talked about was the murder of a baby. I futilely spoke to the TV screen. What about the baby? Is that a real heartbeat we are talking about that can be detected at 6 weeks or earlier? Does the fact that the heart is beating give rise to the greater truth that life is flowing through that heart? That mysterious ingredient whose origin is God, stimulating that little fleshy organ, is about to be destroyed if the abortionists have their way. From the moment the nuclei of the ovum and the sperm unite, and 23 chromosomes from the mother, 23 chromosomes from the father, carrying some 15,000 genes, a new life begins. Recognizing that from the moment of conception, this is not a potential human being, but a human being with great potential, this drastically changes the discussion. Think a moment about the baby, a unique individual who never existed before in the history of the world. At day one, so tiny, smaller than a grain of sand or a period typed at the end of a sentence, yet possessing life until natural or violent death overtakes it. After the first week, this tiny baby has nested in its mother's womb and begins to tap into tiny blood vessels and draw nourishment. By the second week, the umbilical cord, the amniotic sac with the placenta, has comprised a self-generated space capsule and life support system for the development of the baby. By the end of the first month, the baby's spinal column and nervous system are forming. Simple kidneys, a liver, the digestive tract are already taking shape. Just 4 weeks out, the baby is now 10,000 times larger than the fertilized egg. After 2 short months, brain waves can be detected. Ears and nose and lips and tongue and eyes are formed, with the skeleton changing from cartilage to true bone by the end of the second month. The baby has developed and grown to an inch or more in length. In the baby's third month of life, fingers and toes are formed, and it becomes apparent whether this baby is a boy baby or a girl baby. At 4 months, the heart can be plainly heard and is pumping up to 25 quarts of blood a day. Fine hairs begin to grow, and the baby is 8 to 10 inches long. After the next 2 months, that's 5 or 6, the fifth or the sixth, the baby's lungs are usually well-developed and can be born, though the baby would be premature, yet could survive with adequate care. During the last 3 months, that would be months 7 through 9, the baby will triple in weight. Approximately 1 week before the 260th day, the baby will stop growing and it'll drop, usually head down into the pelvic cavity, and wait for the drama of birth. When the baby changes places of residence from its mother's body, it also changes its external life support system and eating habits to continue a life begun 9 months earlier. So why is no one talking about the baby? After all, there are only three people involved in that room that day: the mother, the abortionist, and the baby. The rights of the mother and the abortionist dominate the conversation. We spin on and on about reproductive rights and the right to have an abortion and the right of a doctor to kill that baby. But is anyone talking about the baby's rights? More importantly, since the baby is unable to protect him or herself, are we not responsible to assure the baby of his or her right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness? As a pastor and Bible believer for over a half century, I am positive that Scripture condemns abortion and that life begins at conception. Medical science has been catching up to absolute Bible truth for years and concurs when evaluated honestly. So does it make sense to begin a conversation about the baby? My wife and I have three children, seven grandchildren, and I might add today, grandchildren are very expensive. Along with those, however, my wife had a miscarriage. This little baby, and I believe it would have been a boy, waits for us in heaven. Although he was just shy of 4 months old from the moment of conception, we had already picked out some names and envisioned holding him. We had already decorated a room, and we were already thinking about picking out clothes. Although we were really not sure the baby was a boy, I thought he would. And because that would give us two boys and two girls to round out our family. The issue becomes clearer when I open my Bible and hold a baby in my arms and walk by our church nursery or go to a hospital to congratulate a family that has a new baby. Whenever I see a woman holding a sign promoting abortion, I often think her mind would certainly change if she were holding a baby instead. This is not a complicated issue to me. If we just stop talking about the non-essentials and just start talking about the baby. Well, I want to thank you today for listening for just a few moments from my heart to yours.